Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Scotland and about the way in which Scotland is really falling apart as an essentially immoral place. And let me explain this to you in two ways. In Scotland, you are eligible to vote in Scottish parliamentary and Scottish local elections if you are aged 16 or over. Now, that is a lower voting age than that in the rest of the UK, but the Scottish Parliament government has determined that that's how it's going to be in Scotland. If you're 16, you're determined, mature enough to vote, to cast your vote, to determine the nature of your government, to consider the issues concerning government and the political parties, and weigh up in your minds, you know, the pluses and minuses, and come to a mature conclusion. That's exactly how it is in Scotland at this point in time, okay? Which then brings me to this story, which is pretty revolting. I wanted to lead in this one today. And it concerns the case of a child rapist who attacked a 13-year-old girl, but he walks free from court. And why did he walk free from court? I'm going to get to that in a second. A sobbing rapist who attacked a 13-year-old girl in a park walked free from court yesterday. Mr. Sean Hogg, 21-year-old, pounced on the girl on various occasions, actually, between March and June of 2018. He carried out the assault by threatening her and doing all kinds of awful stuff I don't want to repeat. He did rape her, and he was found guilty by a jury and appeared in the dock in Glasgow. So what happened? Well, the judge did point out that rape is one of the most serious crimes, and that's why it's tried at the High Court. Quite right. He says, looking at the circumstances, her age and vulnerabilities are aggravating factors. And then he goes on to say, for the level of seriousness, I have to consider your liability and have regard to your age as a factor. This offence, if committed by an adult aged over 25, you would attract a sentence of 4 or 5 years. Now, that's pretty pathetic as well when you think about it. So rape gets you 4 or 5 years. Does that mean with good behaviour you get out in 2? He says, I don't consider appropriate and don't intend to send you or to prison. You're a first offender with no previous history of prison. You're 21 and were 17 at the time. Prison does not lead me to believe this will contribute to your rehabilitation. He was given 270 hours of unpaid community work. So there we go. That is what Justice Lord Lake determined. So This gentleman who was 17 when he committed the egregious rape is over the age of voting. So he's deemed mature enough to vote, but he's deemed immature enough to get a custodial sentence for the heinous crime of rape. I wonder what you think of that. What does that tell you about the state of the law in Scotland, actually, never mind this particular individual? How can the law determine that someone who commits rape is basically allowed to walk free? This guy walked out of the court. Now, his victim, I don't get any feedback in terms of how she may be, but nonetheless, his victim was subject to a terrible ordeal, and she was only a 13-year-old girl when she was subject to it. But the judge is saying, yeah, but because he was so young, really, we can't send him to jail. But on the other hand, he's old enough to vote for politicians who can make the laws that could send people to jail. So that's weird, isn't it? That's a double standard if ever I heard one. I mean, this to me illustrates and undermines my argument that no one should be allowed to vote until arguably they turn 30, something like that anyway. People, 16-year-olds are way too immature to be able to vote. If that upsets you, tough, I don't care. You haven't got no real life experience, and I don't think you should be allowed to vote. But in this case, it's not so much about voting. It's about the fact that apparently the law looks upon 17-year-olds with great leniency. And I think that if you're 17, as he was when he committed this rape, I think you should be given some kind of prison sentence. I can't see any other way to do it. Now, probably the judges, like so many liberal judges, may take a view, but if you go to prison, that's unlikely to harden you as a character and perhaps make you even more dangerous. But that doesn't get around the fact that he raped this young girl, this underage girl, and he got away scot-free. He walked out of the court. I think there's something very rotten in the Scottish state that they have this. I mean, this is the same country that allows people to change their gender at a whim, without any medical or psychological assessment being made of them. I mean, Scotland under the SNP, and I have to say this, has become an absolute hellhole. And whilst it's a beautiful country, it is ruled over by this radical bunch of extremists who have ended up creating a circumstance whereby the rapist of a 13-year-old girl gets to walk out of prison scot-free. Thanks for listening.